It's episode number 93, and we've got some amazing new plugins that help you safely recover from disaster, access your Instagram photos, track your social shares, quick uploads, Pinterest, and a great new teaching plugin. It's the show that takes its coffee at a 0000 value. It's WordPress plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Awesome to be here with this excellent episode. We are jam-packed on this one.
Yes, we are. We're quite full up. We've got quite a few things happening for you, and yeah, it's always nice to be a geek. You can tell when they put a hex value on their coffee color.
I had to throw that one in.
At first, I had to think about it for a second. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah, anyway, yeah, I've got quite a few things. It's been a pretty busy week for me for the most part, although I did have a few days off at home with my kids, and a very nice Halloween. I hope you had a nice one down there, down south.
Yeah, not one person came to the door for Halloween this year.
Really?
Quite unusual, but, yeah, maybe next year.
Well, at least you don't have to deal with the fireworks, or do you?
No. Do you have fireworks up there?
Yeah, it's one of the 3 days of the year that it's legal to fire off fireworks here. We got Halloween, New Year's, and Canada Day. The 3 days that it's officially legal to fire off fireworks.
Nice.
So we end up having to deal with those for all night long, and it seems my neighbors had a great big show happening over in their parking lot.
So. Cool.
Yeah, it can be kind of cool to just watch it all out. So anyway, just a couple quick things for folks. Don't forget, the show can be found on show, and the show notes can be found at the website, wppluginsa2z.com. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio and get us on iTunes Store for all the latest and greatest information on what we've got happening with the show.
Absolutely, and a lot of stuff going on. In fact, one of the things in the new iOS update, they've just released 6.0.1 as far as an iOS update. They released that today, and it does fix some of the issues with the podcasting app. I know that there were times that it would multiple download the same show, and those of you with restricted data plans out there, I'm sure you were shocked by the bill that you got, but hopefully this fixes all of those particular bugs in iOS.
Yeah, that would be a regular drag. I haven't used that app. I've just been standardly downloading my podcasts and syncing them.
Yeah, I think Stitcher's probably the best way to go.
Yeah, I'm starting to use Stitcher more and more. That I am doing because I'm discovering some interesting stuff there. So anyway, just a little bit brief self-promotion for us. For me, as the usual, don't forget, folks, I do WordPress emergency support, and last week seemed to be a very full week up for me for WordPress emergency support, and I loved it to no end. It was great. Several phone calls from folks needing help to get their sites back online. And also, I do teaching here in Victoria area, and if you happen to be a local Victoria listener, don't forget I've got WordPress workshops in November that you can attend to. You just go to wppro.ca/wordpress-workshop for that.
Nice. And I am now available for some phone consultations for people out there. So if you just go to marcuscouch.com/call, that will take you to my page on the clarity.fm platform. We can talk WordPress, podcasting, SEO, or just general internet marketing stuff. If you need some assistance, give me a call.
Okay, and we have some exciting news, and I'll let you take that away, Marcus.
Oh, I get to announce it.
Yeah, well, of course. This is your big news.
Yeah, today is the one-year anniversary of me co-hosting the show with you. So thanks for having me on board. And I've had a blast thus far, and here's to many more in the future.
Oh, most definitely. It's actually been quite exciting. It's been lots of fun for me to not have to do the show alone. I know there are some hosts that seem to like doing their show alone, but I find it much more fun to have somebody to talk to and talk with about the different things that are happening.
Yeah, and from my side, it's really helped me step up my game. It's not only from the aspect of taking a look at plugins for what they would do for myself and for the client sites that I work on, but also I now have a keen eye as to what the listeners might want to see or improvements in WordPress that they might be seeking. So I've kind of sharpened up my skills as far as spotting a good plugin, and hopefully that is conveyed through every episode that I do.
Definitely, and I'm doing my best to keep in that realm too, and always looking for something that'll make things easier and faster for people. Now, there was something else that was in my brain, but my brain just took a sideways trip and forgot what it was talking about. So,
okay, well, I can move on to some shout-outs. Now, we've had, actually, in the U.S. iTunes Store, a rash of a lot of new and very, very complimentary and favorable reviews in the iTunes Store, so I'd like to thank everyone out there who has taken the time. We not only just appreciate it from the fact that your support does help us in the rankings, and we're inching higher and higher up to that top tier, but by you providing a review and ranking us and getting us a little bit higher up in the iTunes Store, you also help out brand new WordPress enthusiasts to discover the show, and hopefully that will help get them a leg up as far as their development skills themselves. So thanks to all of you out there who have taken out your valuable time to give us a review on iTunes, and we look forward to many more.
Excellent. Yes, definitely, and I didn't know we'd had a new rash of reviews go up, and that's exciting to hear.
Quite a few, and all of them were 5 stars and very complimentary of the both of us, so I greatly appreciate that.
Yes, and thinking of complimentary, the last show we did, the WordPress security, I actually got a couple emails from different folks out there saying how much they enjoyed the show and that it was some really good information and insights to them for WordPress security. So I'm glad that happened, and thank you to everyone who listened to it.
Nice. Well, they're really going to like next week's show, which is all about Hello Dolly. No, I'm teasing.
Yeah. Goodbye, Dolly. Oh, I do remember what was in my brain before. Don't forget, this is episode 93, as was mentioned, so that means we're only 7 episodes away from 100, which is a great big number, and we've got a few things happening. If anyone out there has any specific little tidbits they would like to see brought about, send us an email and maybe we can include it. Who knows? We've got to do something different with episode 100, so it'll be an interesting show. I've been thinking about it and preparing a bunch of different things that'll come together for it. And as we start the countdown to 100, we'll start dropping you some tips about what's going to happen with it.
Great. I'm looking forward to that a lot.
All right, so we have some listener feedback and audio clips of folks looking for and asking for different things. So we're going to start off with, first off, we have Lyria looking for some information on a sidebar plugin, but we'll just let Lyria take it away with a question.
Hi, John and Mark. This is your faithful listener, Lyria, in New Jersey. I've got a question for you guys. I just spent, 5 or 6 hours trying to find a plugin that would allow a widget in my sidebar so that a person could subscribe to my future posts. And so when I create that post, it automatically send them the update by their email. And I'm not looking to use FeedBurner. I want to stay within the context of WordPress. I found a couple out there, but they're just not meeting the need. There's one of them that it requires you for every post to click the checkbox that says to notify your email list. And frankly, that's something that I know my sister, who I'm doing this blog for, will not remember to do. I'm wondering, do you guys have any suggestions for me? I did find a paid one out there, but it's like $19.99, and they want you to do it on a subscription basis. And I said, not. So if you guys have any ideas, I appreciate you getting back to me. Great show as always. I'm a faithful listener, and I look forward to hearing your response.
All right, Lyria, I've got two for you that I think might be a very good solution. First off, I'm curious as to why you can't check a box, but that's neither here nor there right now. You can check out one called Newsletter, and all of these plugins that we're going to mention here throughout the audio clips can be found at our website, so all the links are there. But I found two plugins for you. One is called Newsletter. It's a plugin that we've previously talked about on the show. It allows you to do both single and double opt-in newsletter subscriptions without the need of a third-party service, and it also handles unsubscribe requests automatically. Now, I also found one called Easy Automatic Newsletter Lite. Now, the unusual thing is I didn't find a paid version of this. There's just a Lite version. So it has many of the same functionality points as the previous one, but it also has the added benefit of controlling the frequency in which new posts go out in newsletter form. So you can set it to create a newsletter that actually goes out once a week, bi-weekly, once a day, whatever you'd like. I believe it also gives you functionality to say, okay, when I have four new posts, then go ahead and blast that out to my followers. So there are a number of different options that you can use out there. You don't have to go the feed burner route. I'm one that's very objected to not using feed burner for various other different reasons. But those are two that you might want to give a shot to. John, do you have any other suggestions?
Well, I'll go with you on the Easy Automatic Newsletter. And the feed burner route, yeah, you definitely don't want to go that route anymore, considering Google's getting ready to kill feed burner. So, yeah, feed burner is going the way of the dodo, unfortunately. But as for Easy Automatic Newsletter Lite, it actually was reviewed by me about three or four episodes back, and it's only called Easy Automatic Newsletter then. And what the developer has done is they've added Lite to it because they're working on their paid version, which once it's done, I get to see a copy of it, and I will be reviewing it when it's done. I believe he was going to fire that to me to give it a rundown.
Excellent.
Because I've actually communicated back and forth with the developer on it. An Easy Automatic Newsletter is actually pretty nice, and I've liked the way it works. I've actually got it installed on a couple of client sites where they use it and send out their newsletters automatically. And in my particular case, for people subscribing, I've opted to just have them subscribe to a newsletter list through Benchmark Email, where I use their plugin for sending out my newsletter.
Yeah, now so, one thing I do want to say, Lyria, is you may want to invest in some sort of like MailChimp or one of those particular services just for the sake of deliverability.
That's what I found was a big problem with me, was deliverability.
Right, because if you if someone along the chain subscribes to your particular email list that goes straight out from your domain, and you have anybody who marks you as spam, it could be potentially that everybody that you send email to it'll end up in their spam box. Yeah, so
all depends on what particular firewall choice they have for controlling spam. But yeah, there's lots of problems with that issue. But that it's become worthwhile for me to pay to use Benchmark, is what has happened. All right, so the next one here, we have a question from Andrew with some feedback and some questions about a plugin. So take it away, Andrew.
Hey, John and Marcus. It's Andrew McGivern calling from the Bunker Project podcast. I've been listening to your show ever since I heard about you on Dave Jackson's Weekly Web Tools. And can't get enough. I've been downloading all the past back catalog, and I love WordPress, and I love hearing about the different plugins and things like that. So I just wanted to call in because I know that a lot of us podcasters out there wonder, you know, are the people actually listening? I see all these downloads, but I don't know if people are actually, you know, enjoying the content and blah, blah, blah. Just want to say great, great podcast. I love the conversations you guys have and the rants you guys go off on and things like that. Awesome format for your show, and I really do enjoy it. I did have a question, though. I'm wondering if there's a plugin that actually can sync two different WordPress installations, comments. So let's say I have a podcast, the Bunker Project podcast, on UncensoredSocialUnderground.com, but I also have kind of a podcast network site, PodcastHero.com, which I haven't updated recently, but I want to get it up to date and kind of be a network where I put all my shows. But let's say I have episode 100 of The Bunker Project on Uncensored Social Underground. I also have it on podcasthero.com. Can I put a plugin on both of those sites that allows the comments to sync between the two sites so that if someone leaves a comment on one, it's going to appear on the other and vice versa, just so that you don't end up having comments kind of spread all over the place for the same show? So that is the general idea. And I'm also wondering if you can do that with, say, a Facebook wall or something like that. If there's a plugin that'll do that, if someone leaves a comment, it'll also go to your WordPress installation. So that is about it. I love the show. I'm going to continue to listen. And you guys are right up there in terms of the podcasts that come out weekly. As soon as I see it, I grab it and listen to it. So appreciate the show. Love what you guys are doing, and I will be listening.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate that. And thanks again to Dave Jackson and Weekly Web Tools for promoting us and sending you our way. I have really researched this one since you left this audio comment, and this is a tough one. And the reason is because you would have to share the same SQL user table between two installations. And not to mention the fact that you'd have duplicate content for two different sites, which could possibly negate any positive gains that any functionality of a plugin like this would give you. So you bring up an interesting point, though, with Facebook. And I use a new Alex King plugin called Social, and I've left a link to that in the show notes. And you can use that to act as a conduit for cross-pollinating comments between WordPress, Facebook, and even Twitter. Now, whether you could pick up the same post, or rather the same comments, is something that you'll have to experiment with. Another suggestion is a premium plugin that I use quite frequently, and I know, John, you use it as well. It's called WP Robot. And I've got a link. It is a premium plugin. So if you go to marcuscouch.com/WP Robot, and that's an affiliate link, that will grab both posts and comments in other services. Like, I know that it will grab things from Yahoo Answers and then the answers to the questions, it actually posts them as comments. So I know somewhere along the line there is that functionality. However, the one thing I don't know is if it will continue to run these cron jobs and update those particular comments as time goes on. Now, that would seem to me like it would be a huge taxation of your system resources to do that. But it's certainly something that you could test out, you know, on your own. WordPress Robot is an outstanding plugin as far as taking things from one site to the other, kind of doing mashups of different posts and things like that. So you may want to check that out just from that functionality standpoint. John, do you have any suggestions?
Oh, yeah. And thanks again, Andrew. I appreciate the great feedback. I always love to hear that people are listening to us and discovering us through others. And I do have some suggestions, and I'd start with, yes, WP Robot will do you very well. I have used it extensively, and unfortunately, I have not discovered a way for it to continue to update when it brings stuff over, like comments. So it doesn't do a continual update of the comments as they need updated. But it does do some fantastic bringing data from multiple places and adding content to your site. So it might do some of the trick for you. But I have one here that I've reviewed. I don't remember the episode, but I'll get it into the show notes before I put them up for you. That is Facebook SEO plugin. And Facebook Comments SEO, I believe, is what it's called. And what it does is it actually allows you to put a box on your site that you can either use in conjunction with your standard comments or replace your standard WordPress comments. And it actually allows you to put the comments on the Facebook and your website, and it actually puts the comments into your database, so you get the SEO value out of it. You don't lose that to Facebook, which is a good thing. But you can use the same app code on multiple sites so that you could have the same comments being applied on multiple sites to the same posts. So it could be used in that aspect. I haven't tried it myself, but from everything, when I've set it up and worked with it on several sites, it looked like it would be highly possible to do, because you have to go build a Facebook app and apply the app code and tell it what websites to approve and everything else. So that is what I would suggest you give a try to give it to get your comments across to multiple sites.
And there's one more solution that I just thought of. You may be able to do some domain mapping and map those two sites to a multi-user site, to MU, and there may be ways in which you can kind of cross-pollinate between those two, but check into some functionality as far as your own research and see if that can be done. I don't know, but might be worth checking out.
There you go. All right, and we have one more from David in Perth, Australia, and David has us a question and some feedback, so take it away, David.
G'day, John, Marcus. This is David in Perth, Australia again. I'm building a new website, and the name of the website is talkingpodcasts.com, and one of the things that I would be doing in the website is having a directory of podcasts. Now, not only do I want to put in the podcast details for the podcasters and the podcasts that I interview and talk about, but I want to enable podcasters to put their podcast details into the directory so that we've got a resource of interesting podcasts that are building up either directly through involvement in the Talking Podcast podcast, or that they've input the details themselves and put themselves into the directory. Now, I need to find a suitable plugin that will enable that to happen as easy as possible. So, ideally, something where podcasters can put their details in, attach a small picture as they would with iTunes, and also a link for subscribing to the podcast as well as podcast details. So I'm wondering if you can help me. I really would like to get that section of the website operating before I start interviewing podcasters for the show, and I'm sure you can come up with something that would be interesting. And of course, in addition to that, because your podcast is so damn awesome, I would love to have you in on the show at some time if you would be happy and willing to spend, say, 20, 30 minutes on the show with me, answering questions and just sharing some of your passion. So thank you very much. I look forward to your reply, and keep up the excellent work that you two are doing. The show is still great, and yes, I'm pretty sure I'm one of those three Australians that have given you a review in the past. Thanks, guys. Catch you later. Bye.
All right. Well, John, I think you can concur with my suggestion here, which is you need to use a awesome new theme called Directory Press. Actually, it's not new, but they've recently updated it. If you want to find out more, go to marcuscouch.com/directorypress. That, again, is an affiliate link that helps to support your hosts here. But Directory Press is a theme that is one of the most fantastic I've ever seen as far as archiving a lot of different information while still being able to accept user-generated entries and content. It's not only does it give you options for, say, in this case, podcasters to apply a free listing, which doesn't cost them anything, but you can also charge for it as well. Maybe they want to be featured right at the top of the particular category, and you want to charge a couple bucks for that. This is an excellent way to do it. It also will allow them to upload an image. It gives location data. They can input any other sorts of custom fields that you'd like as far as RSS feeds and such. And I know that with some short code tricks, you can probably even do it to where there could be a player based upon what RSS feed they provide you. It also has some really cool back-end stuff, which allows you to import mass content within a CSV file. So if you go out there and scrape a ton of podcast directories. You can import that right back into your DirectoryPress installation. It also has a built-in mobile version that comes with it as well. So that's another free bonus. The thing, though, that I like about DirectoryPress, and I've been using all of the premium press themes for a couple of years now, not only for DirectoryPress, but a few of the other ones, is not only do they give you free lifetime upgrades for the themes, but the community and support forums that are behind PremiumPress are pretty incredible. There are at least 100 new posts a day as far as functionality and feature requests, and everybody out there is pretty helpful as far as if you've got a problem. You can generally bet that it'll take only a day or so until someone comes up with a perfect solution for you.
Yeah, most certainly I can concur with that one, David. I've actually been using the DirectoryPress themes for about 4 years. I don't talk about them very much, but I have built 4 websites on their themes, and I have a couple of actual directories that I've built on their themes that are still up and running, and they do a fantastic job. And yeah, whenever I needed something or information, their forums were right there and helpful, and even the developer himself would step in from time to time and answer questions. So that was what I found really fantastic and great. So yeah, definitely go that route when you're building it. Plus the fact that the themes built on WordPress, you still get all the wonderful functionality of WordPress and the ability to drop in any plugins outside that you want to get any additional functionality in there. So that's definitely the way I would go with that. I would start with one of their themes and go from there.
Definitely. And David, as far as John and I participating in your podcast, we'd love to.
Oh, you betcha, anytime. And I always love hearing folks down in Australia. One of my best clients is down in Australia right now. So I love it. It's great. One of these days, I'll actually fly to the other side of the planet.
Yeah, me too. So David, get a room ready.
All right, so that's all we've got there, and we have little bits of, looks like we've got some news this week, so.
Yeah, actually, the WordPress 3.5 Beta 2 is out, and if you're interested in beta testing this version, head on over to WordPress.org and grab a copy. It is scheduled for official release on December 5th, 2012, which is just around the corner. Here are some new improvements in the beta that are being implemented for future release versions. Here we go with the drum roll. We have new workflows for working with image galleries, including drag and drop reordering of images within your media gallery. We've got a new user interface for setting static front pages for the reading setting screen, which is great. A new image editing API that allows you to edit images right in the WordPress dashboard. And from what I'm told, that even includes adding text to it.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
And we predicted it, plugin favorites. You can browse and install plugins that you've marked as favorites on WordPress.org directly from your dashboard.
It sounds like
somebody's been listening to the show.
go back a few episodes. You can say you heard it first on WPPluginsA2Z.com.
That's right. So WordPress 3.5 Beta 2 is out. Go around, play with it on a staging site. Do not put it on a production site.
No, definitely don't put a Beta 2 on production.
And we will definitely await release on December 5th.
Yeah, it's time for us to start to build the pool for when it's actually going to arrive.
You want to go ahead and lay that down right now? I say December 11th.
I'd say close to Christmas myself.
Ooh, the pragmatic host.
I'm sorry, they it's been a while since they've hit a date, so.
Okay.
I'll have to go with close to Christmas time, but they could surprise us and actually come out on time.
See, I think they don't want to work during Christmas hours, so I think they want to get it out way sooner.
That's quite possible. All right, so that's the end of all our stuff there, and it's time for the fun and the excitement, and I don't have it all, so we're just going to go with a drum roll. There you go.
Bing.
Plugins time. For some reason, I lost some of my transition pieces today.
Oh, no.
I don't know. My computer didn't like me. I was away for a couple of days, and it gets upset and lonely. All right, so what do we got? I've got a few plugins here today, and just a couple simple ones for the most part. The first one I got, when I first saw the description and everything, I got kind of excited because I use a similar plugin. I was hoping for a replacement that was a little faster and more reliable. But this one is called Quick Upload, and what it's designed to do is it's designed to activate the upload field in your dashboard area of your WordPress. You know, when you first log into WordPress and you get that wonderful dashboard with all the news, information, blocks, and half of them you don't read and look at. And it puts it there.
As I call it, the minimize everything screen, yes.
That's it. It puts it there, which surprised me because this is a plugin for uploading your images. And I don't know how many folks out there, raise your hand if you spend much time on dashboard aside from looking at any stats blocks you have there. I don't see too many hands. So we'll move on with that. So this, they had a great idea, but they implemented it wrong, and I'm going to fire an email off to the developer and say, hey, you've got a wonderful idea here, but you think you put it in the wrong spot. This should be inside the post page edit area where you actually do your work and upload images. And it should be a block that enables right underneath your post page area in the side so that you can just drag and drop your photos while you're editing. And so all in all, I would have liked it, and it does work, but it's not quite what I wanted, so I had to give this a simple 2-dragon rating until they improve it. And if they improve it up, who knows, their rating can go up, and I might actually find a replacement for the plugin I currently use.
Yeah, and you know what? We talked about this a few weeks back, that drag-and-drop featured image plugin. Mm-hmm. And this developer may want to take a look at that as far as how he can hack that idea plus this idea together so that he can get multiple images. But it sure sounds like the new WordPress 3.5 is going to tackle some of this stuff.
Yeah, I think they're heading that way. Some of the stuff that gets regularly used in the as plugins eventually seems to find its way into core.
There you go. Okay, I've got a really neat one. This one's called WP Social Stats. Now, it is a social analytics tool that tracks the performance of your site at Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and StumbleUpon. So essentially, within your dashboard, it will give you a report of what each post's activity has been. So if you get a lot of Twitter users and things like that, you have now a full analytical dashboard in which to take a look at how users are engaging and interacting within your content itself. It's been around for about a month. There's been about 500 downloads. I've tested it on 3 different sites and had pretty good results on each one. Each one has kind of moderate shares, some of them not so many, but I found this to be a great improvement on determining what out there, you know, as far as content that people like and what they don't like. And it's a good barometer to measure, you know, how accurate your content is. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. I think it's a pretty good start. And it looks like something that, you know, maybe somebody along the chain within the development of the WordPress core may want to implement as something that's a standard.
No doubt, and especially since more and more folks are having to start tracking their social stats to see how their content's performing. I know one of the websites that I do a guest posting on, the social media camp here in Victoria, is they just implemented a contest amongst all us writers to earn ourselves a platinum passes to see who can get the most shares and reads through the social networks.
Well, this could be actually one of those things that acts as a scoreboard, so to speak. It does give you results by the category and the tag as well. Nice. So you can see what particular topic areas your blog is performing the best at.
That'll be nice. I'll have to dig into that one and mention it to the webmaster of the site. All right, so the next one I have here, and this one here is for all of those out there who don't know by now what Pinterest is. It's time to, I guess, move on into the advanced usage of the internet and join Pinterest, which is what I recently have begun to do because I got a Pinterest account when it went out in its invite beta stage only, and I never did anything with it. And recently, I've actually had to start using it as I've had clients more and more asking about Pinterest and how to get it implemented on their website. So as I was digging through, this plugin caught my eye, and it's called My Pinterest Badge. And it's a very simple plugin, and what it does is one simple thing. It sticks a widget for you to stuff your Pinterest posts into your website. So if you got a website and Pinterest is one of the things you deal with and want to push out there to folks, you can install this plugin, activate it, drag the widget over to your sidebar, throw your Pinterest username into it, choose the image sizes it's going to post, and it puts up, you know, six different images of your latest Pinterest pins. So you can share them with the world and get more people to go click on your Pinterest and start following you and join you in Pinterest. And I find some of it interesting. I think the most interesting one is a friend of my wife's who's a very interesting person, and she seems to find some of the strangest and most snarkiest photos out there on the web and sticks to her Pinterest. So sure, hers is actually kind of interesting. But that's what I find with it. It's a nice basic plugin for sharing in the Pinterest world, so it gives a nice even rating of three dragons.
Great. Yeah, I've barely scratched the surface of Pinterest. I was one just like you that got invited to the beta plan, and I looked at it and went, this is like delicious with pictures, you know?
Well, to me it was just one more thing to learn that I didn't have an application for yet. Now that I've got application for it, now I'm actually going to find out everything there is about it. My biggest thing is if I don't have an application for it, it just sits to the side and waits until I find a use.
That's right. Until it hooks into WordPress, it's just not cool.
There you go.
Well, speaking of getting hooked into your WordPress, I found an excellent new plugin called Safe Mode. And basically, this is just like rebooting your computer in safe mode. It makes it possible to enable WordPress to sort of reboot itself. If you have a problem or you get that white screen of death, it basically allows you to get WordPress into a state that no plugins are loaded and a default theme is temporarily activated. Now, if you can't get into your website, you're thinking, how do you do that? Well, it's easy because you use a trailing string. So you go to yourdomain.com/wp-admin/?safe-mode or something like that, whatever you determine. And then it will actually restore so that you can get into it and modify things without it being all messed up. Now, I intentionally did this on a site that I knew these two plugins would lock horns and just wreak havoc within the internal workings of the WordPress installation. So, basically, I just did this. domain.com/wp-admin/plugins.php?safe-mode=1. And it let me right into my plugins.
Nice.
So you cannot beat this. This is an excellent, excellent way to get kind of a backdoor way into your own installation. How could I not but give this a 5 out of 5? Do you have the dragon, or are you going to have to just...
That I managed to find.
That one you got. All right, good.
That's actually nice. I like that. That's brand new. That's like 78 downloads you've got here.
I know. We're tapping into the veins early here.
No kidding.
But this is something that the guys need to take a look at, over at Automattic and in the WordPress, core guys. This is something that until I saw this plugin, I thought I never would have even imagined that you could do something like this.
No kidding.
So this is an excellent, excellent thing to do. Install it on all your client sites, all you hardcore designers out there. This is your safety net from here in.
One day you're going to need it.
You will.
Because it's bound and going to happen. It's definitely one that I'm going to have to dig into and play with. But you actually locked it in to see how it would crash it and come back.
Yeah, I did. I did, because there's no other way to see it otherwise. Yeah. You can. You can go in just any regular installation, and it will take you through. But, yeah, I intentionally knew that these two plugins did not like each other, and they would basically give, like, a 503 error or, just that crazy white screen of death. Wow. And I was able to log into the back end.
Nice.
It's great.
All right, so check that one out, folks. All right, so this final one here I stumbled across, and this one, too, is brand spanking new. It's got 178 downloads, so it's just arrived on the scene. And I've actually, because I do work for a couple of schools in my local district here and build their websites, and we're building multi-user sites for their instructors and such. What happens is, you know, I've often thought, you know, sometimes teachers might want to share information with their students or put up due dates on tests and other assignments and whatnot. I haven't fully been asked those questions yet, but I know it's coming as more and more of the instructors use WordPress and dig into it. This plugin is called WP Teacher, and I love the fact that it's version 101 right now. So it just fits. So WP Teacher 101. It's too bad they'll eventually have to change that. They might just incorporate the name WP Teacher 101 and then move on to their version name. But anyway, what this plugin does, and you know, for it allows the creators to create info on the website, and this is what the authors have to say about the plugin. Is WP Teacher is a plugin that allows teachers to use WordPress to their advantage by integrating course content into their personal website to enhance student learning. It creates functions like blog posts, but provides features to maximize their learning, and it's makes for customizations, and it works perfect with multi-site user installation, according to the authors. And I've just installed it and started playing with it, so it does seem to work. But here's what it does. It creates two different post types, one called for assignments, one for events. It creates a couple of different widgets, one for an assignment lists with the drop-down category, one for events lists with course categories to display. It creates three additional taxonomies for courses, event type, and assignment types. It has a calendar built into it, and it's got some plugin options for calendar view settings, specific courses, events to display on the calendar, color choices, and other miscellaneous in it. Now, in the short time that I've been playing with it, I'm really impressed with the way the plugin's coming together, and it's looking quite good. At this moment in time, I give it a 4 dragging, but I will probably be coming back to this plugin as I get it fully installed and fully featured on a website, and let you know more and more about what this plugin does. And it's quite possible this could move into a 5, because it looks to be very robust for helping teachers and instructors to communicate with their students. And in the environments that I've built for a couple of schools, which are multi-user sites that allow the instructors to create their own blog in the multi-user site, this could be a really great answer to some of the stuff that they will need. So if you work with instructors, this is something you might want to look into and start digging with and playing with. And if you do, send me some feedback on what you might find. So other than that, right now, 4 dragon on it, and I say check it out.
Nice. I would love to see some implementation to where you could import a big mass of lesson plans, so to speak, maybe from a CSV or something like that. So if the developer out there is listening, those are some functionalities that you might want to include.
Well, I'll probably start talking to the developer on this one, mainly because, like I said, I work with a school on a couple of websites, and this is something that I can see that they can use.
Now, when you make these particular assignments and things like that, is there functionality to where the students can actually make comments and things like that?
That I don't know. Like I said, this, I've just started playing with it, so I don't know the full usage of it all. And
excellent.
If there isn't, those are things that are definitely going to get suggested.
Great. Well, my final plugin here today for the show is called EasyGram, and basically it is a very quick WordPress plugin that allows you to create amazing blog posts and galleries for your WordPress website that include your Instagram photos. Now, as an iPhone owner, I've just started to play around with Instagram and just taking some pictures of my wife and the dog and things like that and put them out on Instagram. One of the things that I've noticed with this plugin that's really cool is when you finally hook up Instagram to your WordPress blog installation at just a couple clicks, just as if you were to authorize any other application like Facebook or Twitter. It then, when you go into the Media Center, has an Instagram link, and you click it, and then there are all your Instagram photos that you've taken. And I took an Instagram photo and uploaded it, and it literally was there within my media gallery within seconds.
Nice.
So you don't even have to do all that fancy schmancy, you know, filtering and all that other stuff. You can just take raw photos and do it that way. But I found this to be very useful for importing multiple photos. You can check the captions on them as well and do everything that way. So I really could not find any flaws at all with this plugin. I tried to see, okay, well, maybe it takes a whole day to import all my photos and things like that, but it's just not the case. So this one works even faster than the WordPress iOS version of WordPress as far as transferring photos and things like that. So how could I not but give this one a 5 out of 5?
Very nice. I may have to actually start using Instagram.
Yeah, it's now that it works. See, until it works with WordPress, it's just not cool, right?
No, it's just not. It's all about convenience and time saving.
Yeah, but I thought it was great just from the aspect of being able to just incorporate things that I did in mobile life into WordPress.
Well, no doubt, and there's a lot of really active Instagram users out there that I'm sure are WordPress users out there. And again, this is another relatively new plugin, folks, so make sure you check it out. That looks like really
definitely
good. All right, so that's all we've got, and I know this is a little bit longer show than usual, but hey, we had a jam-packed show for you. And we've got just a few reminders. Don't forget, go check us out at iTunes, Blueberry.com, VOA, and, of course, Stitcher Radio, where we're getting more and more listeners there, and really excited. We're moving up the ladder in the ranks there, so keep it up, folks. Keep listening to Stitcher Radio.
Yes.
And that's pretty much all I've got. Anything left?
No, we've kind of jammed it all in. Last week's security episode had us kind of backed up on audio comments and things, so this is the time. We've kind of cleared the dance floor, so if anybody out there has any other comments, questions, things that you're looking for out there, some solutions that you just cannot find on your own, John and I are both experts at WordPress, and chances are we can find a solution for you. So head to our website, wppluginsa-to-z.com, and click that speak pipe button. You can record and send us a message just within minutes, and we're happy to hear from you.
And of course, you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com, or find me on Twitter at wppro.ca/Twitter, Facebook, wppro.ca/Facebook, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. And again, if you'd like some consulting time with me, marcuscouch.com/call.
That's all we got for you. Take care now. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.